Let's get to an important part of the program. Hello, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining me now is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, which is the publication that a lot of people who love the news talk format, whether it be you're a listener on the radio or you're a viewer on television to the three channels that basically, at least on cable, are into discussing what's in the news. I mean, some of the major networks, Michael, they claim to be doing this. They try to do it with shows like The View or The Talk or whatever. I don't think there's an equivalent on NBC, is there, to those shows?
Not sure. No.
ABC is The View. CBS is The Talk. But it's those things have been built as sort of a tribute. Before we get to, actually, Michael's here. One of the main reasons he joins us here is to talk about the top 10 stories and top 10 people on the list that's put together by Talkers every week. But I thought maybe we would pursue this for a moment. The essence of how television copied what was being done successfully on News Talk Radio, because that's really what these shows are all about, isn't it?
Well, there are some aspects of News Talk Radio that are directly copied by television. And you see that on Fox News Channel with their talk shows, because they could be a bigger copier than hiring talk show hosts from radio and hiring them while they're still on radio. So, you know, you have Sean Hannity, you have Alan Colmes, you have a number of people on the cable news talk channels that are very similar to News Talk Radio, and we consider them part of the realm that we cover as a trade publication in the world of talk media. When you talk about some of the chat shows, though, like The View, or, you know, I mean, you can go all the way to The Tonight Show. The television does have its own history of chat shows, where the difference between a chat show, I think, is that they deal with sometimes less newsy subjects and more entertainment-oriented subjects. They don't take phone calls from listeners. They're not live and spontaneous. They're a bit different. So you're stretching the realm a little bit there when you say a show like The View is a copy of talk radio. But the CNN copies talk radio, Fox News copies talk radio, MSNBC, CNBC, even C-SPAN to a certain level does. They're very, very derivative of modern talk radio.
Yeah. All right. That's a good and fair explanation. That's good. Michael is here. As I said, one of the mainstays of the operation at Talkers.com is to keep their fingers, if you will, on the pulse. Use that in an imaginatory. Is that a word, imaginatory? Imaginary?
It is now.
Yeah. Put it on the list like selfie. Anyway, Michael and his staff review what's going on a lot of these talk radio programs. There are probably 1,000 stations in the country, and I think it was just determined last week by the people who do the rating services that, surprise, surprise, the news talk format is the number one most listened to format on the radio. Is that coming?
The interesting thing about that also is that most news talk formats are on AM, which is considered to be dying.
Passé, yes.
There's a lot of incongruities going on in terms of perception.
Yes, I agree. All right, so let's get to the top stories before we get digressing into some other things. The top 10 stories, according to your research of Talkers this week?
Yeah, they have been as follows. At number 10, we have a couple of stories tied. One is a general story, National Football League action. A lot of talk about football, obviously. And the other one is Dennis Rodman, the ex-basketball star and the controversial character, is in North Korea with his buddies there, and I'm teaching them how to play basketball. if they play basketball, maybe they'll stay out of trouble.
All right, so wait a minute. Let's pull a Duck Dynasty. You want to? Aren't all the people in the Asian Rim short?
I don't want to get into that. Let's go to number 9 at New Mexico. Okay, same-sex marriage. How's that for a...
Let's do a Duck Dynasty there. You want to?
Oh, my gosh. You're getting yourself into trouble.
We can do a Duck Dynasty almost anything here. Yeah, go ahead.
At number 8, India diplomat arrested and strip-searched, which is now... it's a complicated story. I don't think we should get into all the details. People can check it out on, you know, in the news.
Talkers.com. But it's a strip search law in New York, in fact, that sort of plays into this.
The fact is that this story, this incident, is sort of like a tipping point and has created terrible, terrible feelings about the U.S. and India.
Yeah.
And, you know, the U.S. and India, are allies.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We can bomb the hell out of their neighbor, Pakistan, going to get bin Laden. They don't care. Or we can bomb the hell out of their neighbor, Afghanistan. Nah, it's okay. But if we strip search one of their diplomats, whoo, it's war.
Yeah, but it also shows, here's what it really shows, and it's very important, the growing hostility toward the United States around the world.
Yep.
And that even our allies are, you know, all it takes is one incident.
Yep.
And
you can blame, you don't have to say or agree with me on this one. You can put the blame squarely on the shoulders of the president and the way the government's being run across the board. But the NSA is what really has tipped it for so many of our allies. And it's another squandered opportunity, again, in my opinion, Doug Steffen's opinion. This is supposedly we, after Bush, all the countries didn't like us, and Obama was going to fix all of that, and now it's worse.
Well, you know, it makes you wonder what happens to presidents when they get elected. That yeah. They're always going to change what's going on, and then they intensify it.
Right.
There's a missing piece to this puzzle that, you know, if you start talking about it, you sound like a conspiracy nut.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very troubling that people from all walks of life, when they become president, they wind up exactly the same and buddies with the guys that they wanted to oust.
Yeah.
It's almost like and they must take them into a room and say, okay, now here's the reality of it.
It's the book.
It's the book.
Anyway.
At number six, we have Obama commuting 8 drug sentences. At number 5, we have all kinds of jockeying going on in the Republican Party for the next elections, including the presidential one. At number 4, we have the Duck Dynasty flap. And that almost was number 1. And at number 3, we have a very troubling story that, you know, Target, known by some as Target, had their credit cards breached. So if you have done business with them, keep your eye on your bill.
Yeah. The stores are, by the way, the stores are a virtual ghost town. I have a friend who lives in New York, and she said the Target on 131st Street, there was nobody in the lines. No checkout. There's nothing because people are afraid to go in there. And Target hasn't done anything really to make you feel better about fixing the problem, even though I don't know that they can fix the problem. They can hire somebody to fix the problem, but you know, nobody's going to go. I would, you know, find very few people unless they got cash going into Target between now and Christmas, I'm going to bet.
Sort of like a restaurant having food poisoning.
Yeah.
Takes
yeah.
forever to get over
Clean
it.
Clean that up, yeah.
At number 2, we have Obama faces a decision on the NSA snooping. He's got to decide now where he stands on it.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, Obama campaigned against this type of thing.
Right.
And now, as you mentioned, it seems to become intensified. And he doesn't talk about changing it anymore.
Mm.
So that's a very, very interesting story. And then at number 1, we're still yakking about Obamacare. Most of it, of course, criticism of the rollout. On the People survey, we have at number 10 the aforementioned character Dennis Rodman. At number 9, we have Hillary Clinton. At number 8, Ted Cruz and Chris Christie. At number 7, Benjamin Netanyahu. John Kerry is at 6. Devyani Kobagadi is at number 5. She's the Indian diplomat that was arrested and subject to a strip search. At number 4, we have Phil Robertson and Nancy Dubuck, who are key characters in the Duck Dynasty flap. John Boehner and Harry Reid are at 3. Kathleen Sebelius is 2. And Barack Obama is number 1.
There they are, the lists, the stories, the top topics of the week from Talkers.com. We'll be back to talk about a couple of nuances, maybe have a little fun with the Duck Dynasty thing, and a moment or two for an industry legend coming up here on Good Day. Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, it's clinically proven instant effects. Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthétique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Time is running out to finish your holiday shopping, so hurry into Sports Authority for last-minute deals for everyone on your list. We've got thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike Pro apparel and buy one, get one half off on balls for your favorite sports. And don't forget to enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes for your chance to win big. Visit sportsauthority.com through December 25th to enter and see official rules. Shop all our deals in-store and online today. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com is here. We're discussing the important news talk issues of the week. The Duck Dynasty situation was number 4. Conan O'Brien, I think, summed it up wonderfully well. See what you think of this, Michael.
This is the big story. A&E, you all heard this, A&E suspended the star of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, after he made anti-gay comments. Yeah. Yeah, the head of A&E said, I am shocked that an old bearded duck hunter who lives with his kinfolk in the Louisiana bayou did not have progressive views on gay people.
I think that pretty much does it. All right, let me talk to you for a moment. We've got about a minute left here. Larry Lujack wasn't really a talk personality, but he was a personality. And the radio medium, and I say that media, has lost a guy that was really important. He could have done a talk show. I mean, the way he conducted himself. And I know in Talkers you paid tribute to him.
Yeah, we did. We paid tribute to him. Usually in Talkers we don't talk about DJs, and we have another publication, Radio Info, which is a music publication. We don't talk about talk show hosts.
Right.
But both publications deal in stories that are huge for radio in general. And we considered the passing of Larry Lujack, one of the great top 40 disc jockeys of the golden age of top 40, mm-hmm. operating out of Chicago, to have been a story of interest to all radio. And he was one of the major figures of top 40 radio.
He was the personification of a personality star, which is sorely missing from all formats, whether it be, I mean, we have, maybe a couple of dozen good personalities doing talk radio programs that are really entertaining across the board. The same is true in the music world. So the passing of Larry Lujack certainly was worth the attention. Michael Harrison here. Thank you from Talkers.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Through the laws we're doing top 10 items here, the top 10 songs according to ASCAP, which is the American Society of Performers. This changes every year. For this year, in the number 10 position, Bruce and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's a surprise to find that in the top 10. This is this year's top 10 Christmas songs. Number 9 belongs to Jimmy Durante.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a conch, a pipe, and a button nose, and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman.
Been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Great musical story. Frosty the Snowman, number 9 this week on the top 10 Christmas songs of the year. Number 8, Whitney Houston. Her version of Do You Hear What I Hear?
Give a little lamb to the shepherd boy.
You know the story and the song? Good. Let's see if we can bring in number 7. Again, this is the list of the top 10 Christmas songs being played and purchased this year, according to ASCAP. And Andy Williams belongs to number 7.
Holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to
call. This always brings us a smile.
It's the happiest season of all.
When he hits that note, don't you love it? Big parties. Number 6 belongs to Amy Grant this year. Her version of Winter Wonderland.
Snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Let's turn our attention to number 5, the traditional version of Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms. Been around for a long song, 50 years, if it's a minute. Back it up, Michael.
In the frosty air, what a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away.
Number 4. Brenda Lee, no stranger to Christmas every year. This is in the top 5. It's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, number 4 this week. Unique, isn't that unique?
Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Brenda Lee, number 3.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Johnny Mathis.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Take a look at 5 and 10. Listening once again. With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Very good stuff.
It's beginning to look
one of my favorites.
Like Christmas.
Number 2. This is the original version of Sleigh Ride, Leroy Anderson. And his orchestra, this is so good. Great horns and fiddle. Crank it up, Michael. But many people think the best part of the song is how it ends. Boston Pops have done a great version of this as well. We all respond to it. We all love it. Most popular version of the most popular song this year, Dean Martin, for the first time in a long time, has shown up for whatever the reason. His version of Let It Snow is number one this week and this year on the top 10 Christmas songs. And it's kind of a nice, comfortable feeling, isn't it? Get that warm Dino.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow. Let it snow.
All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. This is clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
Do you know what kills the festive spirit more than a call from your boss over the holidays? Finding out you overpaid for that awesome guitar and drum kit you just bought your nephews. Well, at Guitar Center, that would never happen, because they have the best prices, the most knowledgeable staff, and the widest selection of gear. To prove it, if you do find a lower price, including online, Guitar Center will beat it. Now relax and pour yourself another glass of eggnog. At Guitar Center, they'll beat any price, anywhere, including the internet.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time, it'll land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol cold. Use as directed.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Talking about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are really interested in, sort of reviewing, if you will, what's happened on a lot of News Talk radio programs this past week. America, very important in the world. We have important stories to consider, and this is an informative way to put ideas together. That is to take programs that we monitor. Producers of this program are interested in taking the news, listening around to the dial, and the home, the 1,000 stations that are doing News Talk Radio. So we get a pretty good idea of what people are talking about by listening. And then sometimes we take excerpts from these programs and use them as a demonstration or explanation of what people are thinking about a particular issue. So as we are focused back in here, the budget deal, which the House passed a week ago, Senate passed this past week, number 2 item this week in terms of discussion. And so here are host Charlie Sykes with Congressman Paul Ryan talking about the criticism that Ryan has gotten over the budget deal and his plan.
Let's talk about the conservatives and your budget deal, because there's obviously a fierce debate on the right over this budget deal. And you were quoted last week as saying you were taken a little bit aback by the tone of some of the opposition from some of the Tea Party affiliated organizations, and you and the speaker kind of push back. So how serious is this little civil war on the right?
I don't think it's that serious. I think John got his emotions got ahead of him a little bit. First of all, when we lost the majority in 2006, many of us who were backbenchers at the time were fighting the earmarking culture, fighting, you know, a lot of problems within the caucus. We lost those fights. Earmarks got out of control. We lost the majority, deservedly so. And I credit the Tea Party with helping us get our mojo back, getting fiscal conservatism back into the Republican Party and helping us get back into the majority much quicker than we otherwise would have. If you remember, I put my roadmap budgets out when we were in the minority during the Bush administration. I had 9 supporters in Congress supporting my roadmap budgets, which did all of the entitlement reforms that you need to do to balance the budget and pay off the debt. And I credit the Tea Party with helping me take a budget that I had 9 people supporting to passing it 2 years later with 233 votes in the majority. So I, for one, see these groups, so to speak, particularly grassroots conservatives, as absolutely and just monumentally important to this fiscal conservative effort. Now, the last budget that I passed in the last session of Congress, in 2011 and 2012, those budgets, the highest spending level, the lowest spending level I was advocating in those budgets, those Republican budgets that were excoriated, that were, hit so hard from the left, proposed spending $1 trillion, $19 billion for all discretionary spending under this budget agreement that I got the Democrats to agree to, we would not hit that spending level until the year 2017. So in 2011, the hardcore Republican budget that the left just pilloried us on.
The end of the world as we know it.
End of the world as we know it. $1.019 trillion. I just got Patty Murray and Harry Reid and Barack Obama to agree to that level, which will not be hit until 2017. Right now, in the next year and a half, they came into these negotiations saying, turn the entire sequester off. No more sequester. I got them to agree to 70% of it for the next year and a half. And this agreement leaves 92% of the entire sequester in place during the life of the sequester.
All right, so that is Paul Ryan explaining the budget deal very well. I thought that that was as good a conversation about that as I've heard, frankly, this week on any program, whether it's mine or any program that has been dealing with this issue. Now, as can be often the case when we are monitoring a lot of programs, what happens when you call us here at 888-302-3684, or you call any of the programs that we monitor, sometimes we put the program callers on live, sometimes we tape them for playback later, sometimes we take a sort of cacophony of sound from lots of different sources and put it together, and thus we have this sort of montage of talk radio callers with a focus on the budget deal.
I would have preferred to see an even lower level of spending because, as I say, my concern is the debt, and I am a Republican, but I was very dismayed by the lack of budgetary restraint during the Bush years. That, for me, was one of the principal failings because we will reach a point as the size of the overall budget grows and the size of the debt grows, we will reach a point where the system will be really strained. And if we have another large recession, that's going to put a lot of pressure on everyone. And my concern is all the entitlement programs that people are much more dependent on are really going to suffer. There's going to be a real crunch.
Well, they are not thinking about the people out there who have families with unemployment, not extending it. What will they do if we decide to put on the ballot next year everybody in America to reduce their pay? And let them see how to do it. And let them make pay for their own insurance. How cold-hearted can this Congress be in some of the Democrats to go along with such bills that's happening? People around the world are looking at America. They talk about yesterday about the handshake of the president and everything like that. They can throw up anything to throw in the needles except to help bring jobs back here. If they start charging these big companies who got this money overseas in the Cayman Islands of these jobs there, we will see a difference. Charge them every week for those jobs that's overseas, and we can have money. They're hiding their money to these people.
Even though I'm a Democrat, I see that both parties are kind of, you know, I don't see the nail on the head. We're worried about unemployment insurance and, you know, and continuing that. It should be investments in jobs, investments in the small farms in this country to hire people, get the money going back to the government, because eventually it will. When people sell their products, small businesses sell their products and women sell their products, there'll be money coming back to the government. I think that both parties don't have the right picture, and we need to revamp a lot of ideas of how we're going to turn the economy around.
Well, I think Boehner is just lying through his teeth again about this budget deal. It's not good. It actually raises taxes, but they're calling them fees instead of taxes. There's no entitlement savings. All the sequestration stuff that Republicans fought so hard for, they just let go and given up on. And Boehner is showing his spineless self again.
All right, there's somebody who's obviously a partisan. We have plenty of those listening to a lot of the news talk, sort of issue-oriented radio programs around the country. Some call it political talk. Say it again, Doug. T-A-L-K talk. Coming up next, we're going to turn our attention to the number one issue this week on most of the news talk radio programs that are discussing issues. That would be the NSA. So stick around for more of that as we continue here in the focus and the conversation on the info that came this week from the research done at talkers.com. Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Time is running out to finish your holiday shopping, so hurry into Sports Authority for last-minute deals for everyone on your list. We've got thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike Pro apparel and buy one, get one half off on balls for your favorite sports. And don't forget to enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes for your chance to win big. Visit sportsauthority.com through December 25th to enter and see official rules. Shop all our deals in-store and online today. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Doug Steffen here, reviewing what's going on conversationally in the world of News Talk Radio. Sort of a typical overview, if you will, in a more formal sense, of some of the things that are discussed. This pretty unique way of listening, having sort of a sounding board, if you will, about the issues. And we know the number one issue is the NSA. Here's a radio host named Tony Cruz, who's talking to federal prosecutor Fred Tetchy about the ruling that found the NSA's data collection process was unconstitutional.
A federal judge Monday ruling the National Security Agency's bulk collection of phone records violates the Constitution's ban on unreasonable searches, but its decision on hold pending a near-certain government appeal. Where are we on this thing, you think?
Well, where we are is, you know, this decision comes as absolutely no surprise to me. I'm sorry. I thought the NSA's activities were the most gross violation of our Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure I've ever seen, ever. And, you know, James Madison was right. Remember him? He's not the guy who invented the ice cream. That was his sister Dolly. The guy who wrote the Constitution, be wary of the silent and gradual erosion of our freedoms by the government. And that's exactly what this was.
How so, Fred? I'll ask you this just in light of what the critics say of this kind of movement by this particular judge. And that is, people say, look, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care who's listening to me because I got nothing to hide.
But that's not the way it works, Tony. Think about it. How would you like if the police went into every home in the neighborhood at night and went through everybody's desk and got all their papers and put them in a big box and said, the next time we think somebody did something wrong, we're government is not allowed to come into your home and is not allowed to take your stuff without probable cause. I just think it's flat out wrong, and I'm sorry. And don't give me this stuff about how we needed to protect ourselves from terrorism because of 9/11. Looking back on 9/11, prior to 9/11, there were 1,000 red flags, and nobody paid attention. Had they done, and everyone done, quite frankly, what they were supposed to do, it would have been avoided. So I don't think that that's a reason to take away our individual liberties. If you do that, then you've allowed the terrorists to change our government, to change the way our government deals with us, and to take away our freedoms, and not to take away anything from the 3,000 people whose lives were destroyed, the families were devastated. That's worse.
All right. So sort of as a postscript or an interesting anecdote, actually, I may be thinking this is the most important thing that's come out of this all week, is a member of the White House review panel on the NSA surveillance that says he is absolutely surprised to discover the agency's lack of evidence that the collection of phone call records had thwarted any terrorist attacks. There is no evidence. That's why it doesn't exist. There is none. 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 Anyway, let's listen to a number of callers who are interested in the federal judge's decision on the data collection program.
I saw General Hayden's interview, and I saw Keith Alexander's interview on 60 Minutes, which those two were just absolutely riveting interviews. And I tend to agree with the fellows that we can't let Snowden have a path to victory to lead other guys to show, you know, just because the guy robbed the bank and discovered the bank owner was stealing, should we leave the bank robber free? I don't think so. I think, even though I disagree with the way Keith Alexander handled it, I think he's right. We can't let this guy get away with this. He can't have a path to freedom. I think that we should maybe even consider stripping him of his citizenship.
Part of me believes that opening up and telling the truth is always a good thing, because I tell the truth myself and I don't lie. And so it's kind of confusing for me in that regard. However, the other part where I'm not confused is I would never tell secrets about our government. I think as citizens, we all know from the time that we get old enough to vote that the government has a right to keep things that are national security private. We're asking for trouble if we don't let our government have national secrets. Then there's the part that says, that with national security, we should have the right to know certain things about ourselves. I don't like the idea of drones being out there and spying on us.
I think he should get amnesty, and I'll tell you why. You know, we have the system right now, you're very much aware of it, that let's say if a person is like, perhaps if they're receiving like unemployment, they have to go out, like, say, and apply for, like, so many jobs in order to qualify for that unemployment. Well, if I think if Mr. Snowden was required to, like, teach us exactly what he did, how he did it, I think the Google executives and many of these other fine companies, along with United States, our national security people, should give him an elevated position and amnesty, provided he provides the service of telling us exactly what he did, how he did, to help us catch people so that they can't do this in the future. I think if he does the exchange of his knowledge to help us so that this could never happen again, I think he more than qualifies for amnesty to be a helper to us.
I think Snowden should be brought back here, tried, thrown in prison the rest of his life, or executed for treason.
That's a friendly way to end that. 51 past the hour.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Not. All right, if you're a traveler, a would-be traveler, or somebody who's made arrangements and you're not happy with what's going on, let's see if we can fix all of that. Also, is there a way for you to pay for a seat selection that makes sense? There are a lot of ways to pay for seat selection, but do any of them make sense? Do you really get a better seat? We'll talk to Tom Parsons from bestfares.com about that and where the deals are this week in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At Clear Choice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Happy Honda Days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's Best Value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. Special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 brand image awards from Cali Pico, visit KBB.com for more information.
All right, let's get to Tom and find out, first of all, whether it makes sense to pay for seat selection. Is this something that depends airline to airline? Like on Southwest, you pay $10, you get on early, all the seats are the same. I mean, they feel the same, but you can sit in better places. And, you know, you look at some of the other, if you pay for a seat in American, supposedly you get Preferred and United and I mean, is this like 1984 or Animal Farm? All seats are created equal, but some seats are more equal than others. So what's the real story on how people can pay for a seat and really get a better one?
Well, that's good. You're not flying first class.
Right.
Believe it or not, the seat width, you know, the inches between each other, has not changed probably since the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, they were a little bit smaller, about 16 and a half inches wide.
Are they making the bigger the seat now because people are bigger?
17 inches. Now they're only about 17 inches, okay? Yeah. But the thing we've lost over the years is leg room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're really paying on most of the airlines today is for some extra leg room. And even JetBlue is doing the extra leg room. So I guess if you're, you know, if you like to have, I like a little bit more leg room.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay. And I can probably deal with the seat. But, boy, when I'm squashed in, and I know some of these new airplanes are coming out, they're taking that from, it was 34 inches between seats.
Yep.
Now it's averaged about 31 inches, and some of the newer planes that Americans putting out, and Spirit and them, is about up to 28 inches.
Those crap can Airbuses. They are. I mean, they're just junk. American, thanks to Boeing's union, bought 200 of these Airbuses, and they're even going to use them. They're retro or fitting them up to, they're trying to fool people into thinking that you can fly on a crap can Airbus across the country in first class and actually have a first class ride. The amenities are all there, but you're still riding a crap can Airbus.
I mean, for years we used to know that one of the best seats in an airplane was the emergency row.
Yeah.
We've got more leg room. I used to love the 727 stretches, if you remember that plane.
Yep.
Way in the back of the airplane.
The 767 300, if you sit in, if you can't get a first class seat, get an 18.
Actually, if you're flying American's new 737s, you sit in rows, I think 16, 17, or 18, one of those, or two of them.
Yep.
The middle seat is never taken.
Mm-hmm.
You have a window and an aisle. That's it.
Yep.
Window and an aisle.
Why is that? You told me why it was, but I've forgotten what you said.
It makes it 154 seats on a plane.
Have to have one more person as a stewardess.
I think after, something. But they still usually see it for flight attendants. But I think it's just one of those things they're trying to get approval on.
All right. We got 30 seconds for big deals. What's the best deal of the week?
Well, if you're talking about big seats, I think right now, after the first of the year, there are some unbelievable great first-class airfares out there.
Really?
New York to Tampa, for example, first class, confirmed, bigger seat, more legroom, free drinks, maybe a meal, first on, first off, all those little privileges.
What's the price?
You're looking like $389 round trip.
$389. All right, there you go. Word to the wise from Tom.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.